Okay, Ramosai. When we left off, we had Baruch Hashem. We managed to put on the board the main shitas in terms of when you need a fast in Gadol, when you can't be mivatel at all. But I wanted to talk about one, I think, important chakira, even though Chaim did not report to me this was found in the Sefer. But maybe he'll be able to find it in the footnote someplace. Which has to do with a fascinating machlokas. Starts off the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim with a big chiddush. At least to me, it's a big chiddush. If you don't think it's a big chiddush, feel free to disagree. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, Bez and Gadol, Shedorshu Ba'achat Min Amido, Kifima Shinir Be'nev Shadin Kame Danub Din. If Beis and Pap, Adin Dor Reista, right? They darshan the Torah using a midot shatorni dreshet b'hem, and came up with the result. So I'm going to frame based in acher and nirlo tam acher list or so, and another bezdin thought a different svar and disagreed. I read the filter reduction in of the later bezdin could just say whatever they think. Shenemer el ashofet sheyev im mehem, you should go to the judge who's alive in your days. And yichayv lech the rabbeishen shevadarcha, you have to go to the dayanim in your days. Now in a chaim it isn't dropped up. You go to the dayanim in your days. Okay, what that means is that even if you say, the Yamamari days are not so great, if you have a Din Torah, you have to go to them. The Drush is not talking about if they disagree with a different generation. Just that you have to go to the Dayan in your days. Don't say, the rabbis in my days aren't the real thing. In the old days, we used to have real Gedolim, and now I don't listen to them. I always have to listen. Otherwise, it would be a good excuse. No one ever listens. They say, I listen to real Gedolim, but in old days, not the same. So then no one ever listens. So fine. The Rambam extends that. He says, no, even if the Bezdin nowadays disagrees with a greater Bezdin from the old days, we listen to the Bezdin nowadays. A lower Bezdin is allowed to disagree with the earlier Bezdin. That's what the Rambam says. The Mishnah Adiel says, quoted in our Gemara, Ein Bezdin Yachal Vatal Tibur Chavir Bezdin Chavir Ol Kegadol Menem B'chok of a Minyan. So what does the Rambam, what chiluk does he make?
Not a
Hakana versus a drasha, right? Interpreting the Orion stuff versus making the Hakana Dorabana, even within the Rabbana. Yesterday you slapped, we saw you did a Hakana Dorabana and Hakana that's a Siyag Mitrabana. You didn't see legislation and interpretation, right? When it comes to interpretation, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Yud Gimel Midot Shatorah Nidreshet Bahem, and they make it into a Raisa, then a later Beit Din can disagree, even if they're smaller. When it comes to Dinim Darabanan, right, Din Daraisa is interpretation. Obviously, they can only interpret Din Daraisa, Yud Gimel Midot. Or when they legislate Din Darabanan, that's the Beit Din should go with Zero Tiknu Takanam and Higu Minhag. They made a new Zero Takanam Minhag. They made it up from scratch. Then, as long as it's spread among the Jewish people, Ein based in Yaakov Vatel, the Rebbein Chavero, Elam King Gadol, Menu B'Chachma, Ove Minyan, says the Raha. So he's mechalik between interpreting the Doraisa versus legislating a new Din Darabanan. And what's funny is, what's more chumra, Doraisa or Darabanan? Hopefully, you know the answer to that. Right, a Doraisa. Nonetheless, in this case, the Doraisa is more chal. When Bezdin interprets the Torah, a lower Bezdin can disagree with them. Right? I mean, we don't find that we do that a lot nowadays, right? I never met someone who said, well, you know, in the days of the Tanam and Amaram, they interpreted Torah this way. But nowadays, well, I'll get my colleagues together and we'll interpret it differently. You know, we haven't seen anyone nowadays taking advantage of this Rambam for reasons the Rambam addressed elsewhere. But he says, when it comes to Doraisa, even a Bezdin Katlik can be Vatel. When it comes to a Din Darabanan, then as long as it's Pashat for Rov Yisrael, you need a Bezdin Gadol to move on. And the mission, Adios, is only talking about a Gzeira Darabanan. It doesn't say in Adios that it's only talking about a Gzeira Darabanan. Again, I don't even have to open Adios. The mission, Adios, is quoted. It's quoted in our Sugya. Doesn't say that it says, Shain based in Yachal Abakal, Dibri based in Chavira, Shain Yachal Menem Chachal Vaminyan, etc. But the Rambam says, what is Dibri based in Chavira? It means the Kedushim that were legislated by Ben Chavira, but they can be Mavatal, the interpretations of the Doraisa Ben Chavira. That is the Rambam Shita.
like the head there of Rav Moshe Feinstein on Kalmbach. That's like a workaround.
But he was doing neither. He wasn't disagreeing with the earlier based in at all. He was just saying how their words apply to our situation. So I think he would be exempt from this criticism. Not everyone agrees with him. This is something I'd only made on to Bakor Sheet 5, the Sefer Achinuch, the Menachah Klina points out, is different. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Umasha Amr Shane based in Rachel Vat Masha of the Beit Akodin, Lova, Kilim Yur Vedaita Shane Upter Adover Upter Bidin Halacha. Notice what he said. Beit can't be Mavato, the earlier Beit, and even if they think that's not really Upter of Yalacha. Sounds like he's not referring to legislation. He's referring to interpretation. The earlier Beit thought it was Asher Midin Halacha. They think it's not Asher Midin Halacha. They cannot override the earlier Beit unless it's Gadol Min HaBeis Din B'Chachma V'Gam Bin Minyan. And then he says, and a Syag is different. Now he then says, any Beit Din, even if they're bigger, have to be careful not to be makel so easily, because maybe the earlier Beis Din ushered it as a syag, knowing that it was mutter, and a syag you can't revoke, as opposed to they could have revoked, but not a syag, sounds like if it was just an interpretation of the pre-existing din. Sounds like he's constantly checking if it's a syag or really a perish. Perish you can revoke if you're gadol. Syag you can't revoke even if you're gadol. Lemon Faskino makes this deal. He says, Kot Rav Rav Chav, Rav Shomer, Shem Beis Din, Rav Shomer, Shem Beis Din, Rav up your base in a kodem, I'm filling your bedaik and also another up in a lacha, et cetera, near me, Barra. And my bez in Osher Machbas Halacha, not Machbas the Takana. So they thought this was the Halacha. Well, you call bez in Asher, the Vatel, the Brain, and okay, go to the Minchachum Minion. But the Rambam thinks differently, and he quotes our Rambam, says, Mechatinach, I think he interprets correctly the shot of the Sikhinach, but I quote the Rambam, the Sikhinach, do you need Gadol, this din of you need Gadol? Do you need Gadol only for legislation to Rabbanans, or do you also need Gadol Mimenu for interpretations of the Torah of the Orang? What might they be arguing about? Right? What makes more sense to you? That I should need Gadol Mimenu, like the Rambam, to revoke a legislation, but not to change the interpretation of the Raisa? Or like the Sefer Achinuch? I could need Gadol Mimenu, whether I'm changing the interpretation of the right or the legislation of the Rabbanan. What makes more sense to you? What? That you need to be gone either way, because like, how can I disagree with them if I'm lower than them? If I'm less than them, how can I disagree with them? Maybe they're right and I'm wrong. I would say something like this. What's the reason why you need Beit Din Gadol Mimenu B'Chacham U'Minyan? What would be your most common sense answer? Why can a later Beit Din not argue an earlier Beit Din unless they're greater than them? What might be your most common sense answer? Because maybe they're wrong. Because if we're greater than them, then the other, we're right. If we're not greater than them, then the other, they're right. What if we're greater than Chachma, not Beminya, and Beminya, not Chachma, then maybe it's 50-50. We shouldn't change things, right? That's, I think, the most common sense answer. The reason you need, again, why do you need Beis Din Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'Minyan? So one answer is, it's substantive, meaning, because otherwise, we are probably wrong, right? To get the right answer. If we're greener, we're probably right. And if we're greater, they're probably right. If so, then does the Rambam make sense? That in the Rabbanan, you can't argue unless you're greater than them. But in interpreting the right, you can argue even if you're less than them. Does that make sense? If you might be wrong, doesn't seem to make sense, right? Then, here I'm going to make some nafkaminas. Nafkaminas, what about changing the peirush of the Din Torah? Says the Sefer Achinuch, we need Beis Din Gadol Mimenu to change the parish of the right thing, not like to revoke the legislation of the Rabbanan. That makes a lot of sense. However, the Rambam said, no, even a bit in Kazan. If it's about being right and wrong, then why the Beit Din Katan changed the Pirush of the Torah from a Beit Din, earlier Beit Din, if the odds are that they're wrong? Why would we want to follow Pirush of the Torah that seems to be wrong? And don't tell me that says all Shogun Shayyim, just the Rambam who decided how to apply that drasha. Does that just mean you have to go to him? Does that mean he could change Zero? Does that mean he could change the Zorayim? The Rambam decided how he wants to apply that and say explicitly, Shah. But the Rambam says, if you look in Shas, whenever the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Avos, it's often in the context, it's always in the context of Zeros and Tarkanos. So it must be only by the Zeros and Tarkanos, not the Mishnah of the Torah. Okay, but again, that's an argument from Spilin. It's not Mokra. So the Rambam obviously had a different Svara. What's the Rambam's different Svara? It could be substantive, or it could be, let's call it formal, or procedural, meaning it's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong. When it comes to who's right and who's wrong, you know what? I don't mean to be flippant, but we don't, no, I shouldn't say this. I don't mean we don't care who's right and who's wrong. That's wrong. Of course we care who's right and who's wrong. But it means that literally, halachically, we don't care who's right and who's wrong, because it's a gzeirat hakatav that you don't care, that you don't have to worry about who's right and who's wrong. You have to worry only about the people in your days. It's not Ma'akev who's smarter. It's not Ma'akev the other, because it's all odd. You don't know. The smarter one's not always right. Just the other that is right. So you never know who's right and who's wrong. You're just playing the odds. So it tells you don't play the odds. You can trust the rabbi of your days. You don't have to worry if they're right or wrong. So why in government of government minion? The answer is this. When the Chacham are mefarish the Torah, they are not creating anything. Hashem created the Torah. He gave it in Har Sinai. We have to follow the Torah according to the Pirush. So they're interpreting it for us. If someone gets a different derivative, they didn't create anything. They just suggested to us how to keep the Torah. I mean, findingly suggested, right?
Is that why the Rambam called it very sofrim, so many of the drushes? And there he argues with the Ramban. The Ramban is... did not have the same view.
Yeah, I'm not tying into that, although one would think maybe one could. I'm not tying into it right now. Because I agree that when they...
Rabbi, the Rabbi Brisk does do that, tie it into in Hilchos Mamrim on the Rambam. He does tie it to the halachas of Divrei Sofrim. He answers the Ramban basically.
He ties it into Dolman and Chacham of Minyan?
No, he ties it.
No, okay, that's a different part. I'm just saying I'm not sure how that or if it ties into Dolman and Chacham of Minyan. You have to think about that. But let me go back to it. When Chacham interpret, they're not creating anything. They are just when you interpret, you don't create. It's already there. You're just interpreting it. So I interpret it one way. You can interpret it a different way. Why don't we follow whatever's greater? The Torah says that. I'll show up at a J.E.A.V.A.M. in my hand. Legislate, they've created something. There's a formal act of legislation. There is a formal act of legislation. When there's, what do we call a formal act of legislation, right? There's a minyan, Davar Sheba Minyan. What do we say in the beginning of Tehillim Beta? Davar Sheba Minyan. Sarach minyan acher lahatiro. Any gzera chazal made with a count, with a vote, a formal act of legislation cannot be undone without another formal act of legislation. And all the Rambam is saying is once you need a formal act of bittul of legislation, then that formal act of bittul can only be done by the same Beis Din or by Bechlam HaSayimon as someone who is as great as the same Beis Din who has the formal power to undo their takana. What he's saying?
Can we say that the Torah is dormidor, that we're just basing everything our understanding of the Torah and from the previous generations?
So then what right do we have to go against them, according to the Rambam? Then why can a Beis Din come and go against the last generation?
That's my question.
Right. So the answer is because Shofet Sheyeh by Memahim means the Xeris HaKatav, that you can trust your rabbi. You don't have to worry whether other rabbis are more correct than them. Xeris HaKatav. However, so why doesn't the Xeris HaKatav apply to Takanot? Because you need a formal act of revocation. And in order to do a formal act of revocation, you cannot revoke, you cannot undo what someone did unless you're greater than them. It's a din of a fact. It's a detail of the call of Dover Shiva Minyan, Tarot Minyan, Afterlife Hero. But Dover Tarot Minyan is another Minyan last hero. What kind of Minyan? A Minyan that's at least as great. It is a formal requirement of revoking a Dakana. You don't have to formally revoke an interpretation. An interpretation is an interpretation. You can have a different interpretation. Who can you follow? Don't finish a by your name. When it comes to interpretation, there's no formal halot interpretation. You just have to know who to follow. And the Torah tells you to follow whoever's in your life, whoever lives in your day. However, when it comes to a takana, there's a formal act of legislation. To revoke a formal act of legislation, you need to revoke it. And I cannot revoke something if I'm not at least as powerful as the people who made it. And what I want to claim is the Rambam b'shitata in three places about this. Which three places do I want to claim the Rambam is l'shitata about? Another example is Machlokas Rambam Ravid here. What's Machlokas Rambam Ravid? What about a takana drabanan? Takana shebatel tamo, whose tam was this batel. The rabbanan made a takana, but the reason went away. They made a takana, there's a reason for the takana no longer existed. So clearly, you need a basin to revoke it. It's not automatically batel mevatel. That's the more in the beginning of the basin. Kaldor shet minyan sar minyan after that table. Do you need a bigger basin or even a smaller basin? That's my focus, Rambam Ravid, says the Rambam. Einu yachol achi gadol min shon bchacha u beminyan, etc. Afilu batel atam shebigwalo gadol shon. Even if the tam, the original tam was batel, you see me gadol min shon bchacha minyan. Says the Ravid on him, he says that's ridiculous. Iter shuti shayim bepeiros kasha alav shereishonim teknu rav yochum zakei bitla achar korban nishes batel atam lereishonim lo yagadol kereishonim. Says there's a rule called Iter Shuvi Yerushalayim of Heroes. They made it takana day that they can make such that anyone who might Rishani, you know, the comment says that Mike Rishani, right? Yeah, bring Mike Rishani to the make such. What if he was far away, it's hard to transport? You can redeem it for money, bring the money, which is very easy to transport and then buy other goods there. They made it takana drabanan. If you live within a day's journey, you have to bring your produce to Yerushalayim. Why? To beautify Yerushalayim, the shuk to be full of Heroes. So within one day's journey, they're much reality. But Yochum is not going to be here after the Korban. He said, there's no reason to beautify your life anymore now. It's a Roman city, right? There's no more Beit HaMikdash. There's no more Jewish stuff. So obviously, the time is bottled. And the Ravid claim, here's the subject, Yochum Zake was lower stature than the previous chief. And now he knows that. Yeah. Maybe he believes in your Venus as a relative. No, no. Lower stature, but that's the hard thing. Because the Gemara Mishnah, Eder obviously assumes you could be a higher.
Because the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of Hillel's Talmidim.
Ah, maybe he's the smallest of Hillel's Talmidim. Okay, could be. But again, maybe five generations ago, they were smaller than him. Who knows? Anyway, says the Rambam that his truth is based on assumption. He assumes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai revoked the Takana and he was smaller. That's his assumption. Says the Rambam that even a Bezdin Kotak can revoke. Says the Rambam, you need a Bezdin Gadol. I think there's wrong with Shitate. If it's a vow that maybe you're wrong, then the right makes sense. Normally, you need a bad thing, God, to look up from a minyan because how do you know you're right? Maybe they were smarter than you. Yeah, if the world is the same and you think differently, you shouldn't overrule the early generation unless you're going to look like a minion. Otherwise, you might be wrong. But if the Tam is batel, there's a korban, and there's no more Jewish shuk in your shalim. But if the Tam is batel, then it's obvious that you're right. Not that you're right and they're wrong. They were right, but now the right thing. You're also right. You're both right. If you're both right, then even if you're talking, you should be able to read both. And I think that's based on the Rambam. And the Rambam's Lashitate, you need Bezdin Gadol Mimenu. What? Bezdin Gadol Mimenu. Obviously, you're both right. They were right before the Korban. You're right after the Korban. If life changes, you can both be right, each in your circumstances. Why do we need Bezdin Gadol Mimenu? The answer is for the Rambam, it's not a substantive din. It's a formal din. It's a procedural din. It still needs to be revoked. You can't revoke something if you're not as powerful as the people who legislated it.
Good point. One,
Is there any reason to give any reason for the existence of Kabbalah? Why there's this formal?
That's a great question. Is there a reason for this formal procedural tita of the Rambam? I'm here. I'm a little not sure. I'm not 100% sure. As a matter of whatever I'm going to say, I'm sure someone can think of something smart than that. But you're going to, I would say, hide in the idea of Dovership Minyan Tzarich Minyan Achlat Kiro. When something is legislated, in order for it to really be taken seriously, it needs to be hard to revoke it. What's an interpretation of the Torah? Okay, that's an interpretation of the Torah. You have to keep the Torah, right? But something is made up as legislation, not cut up by the Rabbanan. It has to be, if it's not very hard to revoke, then everyone will find excuses to stop keeping it. And that's why you need to formally revoke it. And maybe it's some step. In order to formally revoke it, you know, you need to have the limits on who formally revoked it. It needs to be somewhat equally great, or at least greater. Remember, the Rambam never writes the Jeridus Hadorah. So for the Rambam, even a stam, there will always be a person that's greater than the one who already made it. But I admit, I still don't feel totally comfortable that I understand.
And the second thing, would the Rambam concede that it's that the Tanash about the time of low pasha, that a kachan, a basic kachan should be able to bottle?
Yes, because whenever it's low pasha, he said that the kachan would bottle, because it was never really properly legislated. Right, remember, according to the Rambam, if it was low as pasha, it was never properly legislated, because they shouldn't have legislated it. So therefore, it's not hard to revoke. I mean, I don't, nowadays, I don't know how much we use these words nowadays. Right, the problem is the Rambam here is not talking about a community. I told at the end, talks about what if it's only foreign community. He's talking about this problem. And we don't really have, we don't really have rabbinic authorities who speak for Klal Yisrael nowadays, about the Mishnah or Rabbin. So I'm not sure, you know, maybe in some, philosophical level. Let me just mention one other thing I think tied into this. The Mishnah Adio says something funny. What does the Mishnah Adio say? The love of a tyrant of a Yachid being on a Reuben. Why do we mention adopt Yachid in Shach? This Mishnah Adio is a, right, what do we call it? It's a meta Mishnah. It's talking about Mishnah. Why do they write Mishnah the way they do? So, Perak Aleph Mishnah starts out very innocently. First Mishnah, the Adio of a close to the Hilway Shammai. Perak Dalet already gets self reflective. Why do we mention Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Why not just mention whoever we hold like? Perek Hey continues. Why do we mention the Yachid? Why not only mention the Rabbim? And the answer should Yira based in Dibra Yachid be Yismachalav. Based in might decide to rely on the Yachid. Now, that could mean a lot of things. It could mean maybe at a temporary measure of Rasha, you rely on that Yachid. It could mean maybe a later Bezin will be convinced that the Yachid was right and change their mind. But then the Mishnah says, She'ein Bezin, Yachol Vatel Vezchavir, She'egolim in a Mechachim Aminyan, etc. What's the relationship between the Yachid and the Merubin? And the Ein Bezin, Yachol Vatel Vezchavir, Elim Ke'egolim in a Mechachim Aminyan. What's the relationship between those two lines? Says the Ravid, he says, you know what the relationship is between those two lines? He says, Bezdin can't be Mavatel, Divrei Bezdin Chaveru, they're not Gadol. But if there was a Yochid and a Rabbim in the earlier Bezdin, they can. If the earlier Bezdin was unanimous, then the later Bezdin can't be Mavatel, they're not Gadol, unanimous. But if the earlier Bezdin had a Machlokas and came to majority vote, then the leader based in, even if they're caught on, is allowed to change the psak and rely on the minority vote. That's the right. So here you ask, what about if earlier Bezdin, had a minority and a majority? So the Rebbe says, you know why we tell us sometimes that Yachid? Because when a Jafed author, that means a later Bethan cannot revoke that and let their go to look up one minute. But when it says the Machloket and the majority of that author, then even a later Bethan can't revoke it. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam doesn't take this on head on, but the Rambam gives another pirush to the Mishnah. I give you another pirush to the Mishnah, but he's trying to disagree with this pirush. This is, I think, the perhaps the simplest shot in the Mishnah. But the Rambam disagrees. Says the Rambam, and he makes the Mishnah even a little bit of a non sequitur, because he has no choice, because he doesn't want to say like the right. But it's a little hard to figure exactly what he's saying. But he says, yeah, Bezdin should also mice get us Yachid. If a Bezdin would pop like the Yachid, ain't Bezdin Acher Yachal Lachlok Bazet, the Yipsik and the Das Rabbin, can you go to the meaning of Bezdin should come to the Das Yachid? Says, if a Bezdin follows the Yachid, a later Bezdin can't overrule them and let their Guddle man and Bukhaku win again. Meaning, I can't even overrule and go back to the Rabbin if not Guddle Bukhaku win again. Also, I can't overrule and go with the Yachid. And go to the Yachid Lakor if I'm not going to look up with Minyan. The Rambam sounds like he disagrees. What would be the assumption of this? I think that might depend on the same thing. That's the right bit. The issue is, come on, if you're a Katan, Mistama, you're wrong and they're right. Maybe the right would say it's not Lakor, but maybe you could say a Bezdin Katan can change the stock to the minority view, to the earlier minority view. Because you know what? Maybe if they have a myriad of the earlier beds on their side, then who says they're wrong? If it's them against the earlier beds, then okay, then they're probably wrong. But if it's them against some of the earlier beds, but like some of the earlier beds did, then maybe already that gives us reason to think that they're right. It's not Mokar. I'm not sure the right group said it, but I think it works. Well, she thought they because it's more likely that the later Bezdin is correct. After all, if you're talking about the odds were correct, if we're against all the earlier Bezdin, then the odds are that we're wrong, if we're not Gadol. But if we're against some of the earlier Bezdin, it used to be an 80-20. Okay, so maybe we are right. After all, the Machlokas then also, even they weren't sure themselves, they had to go by the majority vote. It clearly increases the odds I'm correct if I have 20% of the earlier Bezdin on my side. Well, the Rambam, of course, would disagree. An act of legislation is an act of legislation. Who cares if it was a 100% vote or a 51% vote, right? When the president's elected, what's an opportunity to be elected with 100% of the electoral college at 51%? Nothing, right? Because when there's a kolot, there's a kolot. It doesn't matter how it got there. And I think that would be the mashmat for Rambam. The Rambam doesn't think I disagree with the right, but he just didn't. Mefarish the Mishnah like the Ravid, which would imply that he disagrees because Ravid are pretty cautious waiting in part of the Mishnah, is that no, you need Bezdin Gadol Mena, which makes sense. Who cares if it was 100% or 51%? Once there was an act of legislation, in order to revoke that legislation, I need a Bezdin Gadol Mena. It doesn't matter what the odds are that I'm right. It matters whether there's a formal act of legislation.
Are you speaking about the Ravid's first interpretation where he has the Mishnah corresponding with it will step down.
No, I'm thinking about the one he agreed with in the end. I apologize. I should have related strictly the fact that he starts out with saying that maybe it just means that as a Rosh Chodesh you can rely on the Yachin.
Yeah.
But then he says, and then he says at the end of the Efter Kamochim is the Iker. Right? I'm talking about what he calls the Iker. Right? The Rabbi has two interpretations, but he's not agnostic between them. The Iker, right? This is what the Ravid calls his Iker. Right? He has two shots. The first one and the second one. He says the second one is Iker.
So have you seen the second one that it's overturned?
Okay. What is in the second one? The first one is saying that you have to put the Daf Yachid so as a Harash Shah they can temporarily rely on him because otherwise they can't go into the earlier Bezdin, which has nothing to do with what I was saying. But then he says, the later Bezdin can rely on the earlier minority shita, like I'm a run pasuk like the minority shita in the Tanaim. Bekama Mikomos, the Afal Pisha Ruben Cholkalayam, the Emloshim of the Divere Yakar Rishon, Lo Yakron Yakolam, the Twist Divere Shonomi Das Asmon, the Fisha Invest in Yakol Vatel, etc. If not for the minority Shita, they couldn't have overturned the earlier bet. Then why? Because they're not gobbling them, because Ain, yep, still is there, because Ain Beth Yakol Vatel, they don't know the Kakamania. They're not gobbling the Kakamania, they couldn't overturn it, but because they found the minority Shita, they can rely on that to overturn it. I think the right is unambiguous here, but they never. Okay, so I think it could be we have a factor here in terms of what the nature of the principle of Ein Beis Din Yakol Vatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro Ela in Kain Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. Oh, yeah. Minyan between the Rambam and the maybe the Ravid slash Sefer Chinuch. Again, I'm not sure what the Sefer Chinuch would say, but all the other Nachkamina, I'm not sure what the Ravid would say, that the other Nachkamina requested whenever the Ravid didn't argue with the Rambam, which the Torah, that means he agrees. Or Lavdafka, probably Lavdafka, so maybe he would agree with the Pina, but we don't know. Okay, so that's just, you know, there's but I think that's enough for now.
Can I ask a question? Are you contending that in the Rambam and in Halakha Aleph, that there's no behavioral difference when they have the machlokas about what the drasha is? It's just a technical argument about they agree on the result, but they argue about how you get to the result.
Well, one of them wants the darsh to make something after, and then the later man wants the darsh to make something after, and the Rambam thinks they can, even if they're tougher.
No, but I'm just saying that why is you ask which makes more sense? Okay, they have a behavioral difference between them. One says mutter, and the other one says usher. Why would you conceptualize using the technical toolkit, the Yud Gimel Midos, that what they generated is less efficacious than a takana that's not based on any kind of toolkit? It's just spam a takana.
It's not less efficacious, but what I say is when they interpret whose authority is behind it, Hashem. They're interpreting what Hashem said. When they legislate whose authority is behind it, their own, because they made it up on their own. And therefore, even though obviously what Hashem said is more important than what they made up on their own, but nonetheless, when they interpret, they didn't write it, Hashem did, they merely interpreted. They did not do a formal act of creating a law, but when they make it the Hashem, they created a law. When they create something, it needs to be formally revoked. When they don't create something, it doesn't need to be formally revoked. Someone else thinks differently, and I think differently. You don't need a revocation. Okay. Maybe there's more to say about this, but we will leave it for. For now. I'll point out one little thing. One of the things we saw is that one of the factors involved here is Pashat B'Chol Yisrael, right? According to the Rambam, you only got all if it's Pashat B'Chol Yisrael. The Kesef Mishnah has a fasting machlokus in. Halacha Zayin, as the old mother, and when he says he's the Dayan Tal Tishnet Rashi, what if it's Pashat B'Chol Yisrael originally, and then everyone stopped keeping it. It got too hard. Everyone kept it, and then everyone stopped keeping it. Now, do you still need a Bezin Dodol? So originally Pashat B'Chol Yisrael, and if it's young, then you can never erase it. Never revoke it, or do you not need Bezin Gadol? Because it's not Pashat B'Chol Yisrael. It's a fascinating question, right? What if it was maybe Kara Pashat B'Chol Yisrael, Behashta Eino Pashat B'Chol Yisrael? Again, Pashat, don't be confused, nothing to do with simple. Pashat meaning widespread, right? Like when there are lots of the shalom are. A minute pasha. He doesn't mean the simple minute. He means the widespread, right? It's a bit, as we say nowadays. The says the Ketzet Mishnah. A bezin katan can mean mevatel. Not called mispachi. Says that's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, when he checked to see that most people couldn't keep or didn't keep the Xerus Shem and Akum, he revoked it. How does he know what happened 100 years ago? He doesn't know. Right now they don't keep it. And the Diak in Rashi, he said, from Diak in Rashi, not like me. Rashi said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya checked and saw that no one had ever kept. Not no, most people had never kept. He says, no, you need a Besdin Gadol Levatel, meaning Rashi sounds like it counts as Mispache, while the Kesemish himself thinks it does not count as Mispache. La'aniyot dati, I think the Rambam really sounds like, I think the Rambam's pretty mukra against the Kesemish, which is funny, Kesemish is saying it's shot in the Rambam, but I don't think that's Pashem shot, because the Rambam says in Vav, Hare Shagazru basting Zera Vadimun Sharoba call Yahoo Lam with Bob. Actually, Gazru Pikpiko Amba below Pasha Roba call Hare Zo, sorry, I mean Zion Gazru Vadimu Shapasha call Yisrael. But Amada Dover King Shadam Rabbis, the Akhar Mam Ruba Amid Best and Akhar Badim call Yisrael Rasha Enos like Zera Bashet call Yisrael. They thought it was Pasha call Yisrael. And then later a new Bezin comes and saw that it wasn't Pasha call Yisrael. The new Bezin can revoke it even if they're smaller. Why did they say Dimu? They imagined. The Rambam could have said, it was Pasha B'chol Yisrael, and the later Bezdin saw that it's not being Pasha B'chol Yisrael. Whereas they went, can the Bezdin come to revoke it? The earlier generation thought it was Dimu. Dimayon always means Lobetzedek. Dimu, not Lobetzedek. So the Rambam was doing it that only if they thought it was this Pasha and it really wasn't, they could revoke it. But if it was really this Pasha, then they can never revoke it. I think that the Rambam, Bechila spoke at the Mishnah. From the Dima, when he wants to say how the later generation revoked their concept, he said, even though they mistakenly thought it was Pasha of Kali Sproul, but it was really Pasha of Kali Sproul, then you need a bet in Gadol. Now, perhaps this depends on the Hakira, which the Rav brings up in his, perhaps this depends on the Hakira, I'm not sure, the Rav brings up in his Shulman Zechari Mori style, when he has a Shir Bo, Mason Bema Thorin, two kinds of Asura. I'll give you the. Done now. The two kinds of Masorah are the logical Lumad Masorah of how to logically explain why certain results flow from halachic principles, which is the main body of Talmud Torah, and the living Masorah of this is what we do. Right? The Rambam claims that the Rambam claims that the Rambam says, yeah, how do we really know it's an Etrog? That could be dark. But like, this was my father's Etrog, it was his father's Etrog, his father's Etrog, his father's Etrog. How do we know it's an Etrog? So it was just father, that is Etrog. Rav says that's not the kind of Torah based on love and lima, that's the Torah based on living practice. The Rav has all kinds of bark there based on the two kinds of Torah, a big finish of the Rav. I know it's fun. I had a historical sociological article based on that. The Rav was his broken diagram. His fun was interested in sociology. And not in philosophy, and not in philosophy slash halacha slash lambda. And the Rav is interested in philosophy slash or just halacha slash lambda here, and not in sociology whatsoever. Meaning, it's, you know, the, I wouldn't say it's coincidental, but I would say there's no substantive interaction. But the Rav was doing what his job description told to do, and his son did what his job description told him to do. Okay, Pierre Rayston's article, right? Very,
just came out in the book.
Very clever article by Rabbi Dr. Salvation, by Rebbe, or by Bernard Revel, a graduate school base, about Maimonic tradition versus text tradition, etc. Although, if you're really familiar with Max Weber, then you don't need to read his article because you just figured it all out on your own. And if not, read Time Salvation's article. And then familiar thoughts on point Max B. Because much enough mattering. said the Rav, he said, what's talking this Pashat Bakol Yisrael? Why does Pashat Bakol Yisrael make it harder to revoke? So I might have said, why does Pashat Bakol Yisrael make it harder to revoke? So, I mean, there are many reasons you could say why Pasha. Why does Pasha cholesterol make a difference? Who cares about Pasha cholesterol or not? The Rambam makes it sound like because it invalidates the legislation of Machraya. What does the Rambam say? Bez a shenir lo ligzor gzera. This is the Rambam. Remember from the board, he thinks Yechol and Tzibur Lamed Bo is the same as Pasha cholesterol. I mean, if it's not Pasha cholesterol, the Tzibur weren't Yechol and Lamed Bo, meaning they shouldn't be gozer it. Right? A goes in zero, let's see, right? If they did go to the zero and it didn't, and they thought people could be omitted, but people couldn't, then it's bottom. It's bottom by itself. And if they don't, but if they made a mistake and they thought it was a bottom, then you need a bit of cut on to clarify that. But in the realm of sheet, it seems like because they have no right to legislate. That's not possible. Israel is going, no, so they have no right to legislate. The other option could be because when Am Yisrael does it, that gives it token. It gets validity from the people. Why do the people give so many? The people give validity? Is it because of democracy? Do the people give validity? So the Rav said, yes, the Shnei gave authority. There's a minimum intellectual authority where what most people do is irrelevant. What do they say in the Yeshiva Shavelk? The Eilam is a Goylam, which is, you know, a little nicer than the English equivalent about the masses. But the Eilam is a Goylam. It's a bad thing. Who knows how to come to logical conclusions when it comes to the other Sugya Masoret of the living practice of Judaism? So then, living practice is done by the Eilam. It's what we do. That's a different kind of Torah. And that kind of Torah, the Eilam is not a Goylam. It's not about how smart you are. It's about what you do. Theoretically, you could have said a different shot. Isn't there a Rabbi David? You know Rabbi David? Anyone ever learned Sakham? You remember Rabbi David? You fondly remember Rabbi David, do you not? Yes. So Rabbi David, they also found a few pages of Rabbi David in Sanhedrin. They published it by Machon Harry Fischel in a series called Sanhedrin Gedola, which basically collects Rishonim and Sanhedrin. And so in Rabbi David, Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, that really, Bezdin has no right to make legislation in the first place. All they can do is suggest. The Torah never authorized Bezdin to legislate. Okay, this is the famous Rabban, beginning of Sefer Mitzvot. He said that the Torah never authorized them to legislate. Rather, only people can legislate. Because most of us have a fish or a pizza, you have to keep your own obligation. And therefore, really, only the people are powerless. But like all Bethan does, they need the people. And really, legislation is more of a net, more of a Kabbalah. Okay, so you could see this in different ways. If you understand that, right? Why does Pashat make the Takana stronger? If you understand that because then if you understand that it's Eloi Milsa, the like the Rambam. Ah, why is it not possible to throw the easy Mavados? Because why not? They were not really allowed to make this zero. Then I think you would certainly not agree with the guest of Mishnah. You would say, well, if in their time the Tzibur could handle it, they were allowed to make the zero, right? They're not high Minavim. If in their time the Tzibur can handle it, they're allowed to make the zero. If later on people change their practice, that doesn't undermine the zero. If they were supposed to make it in their door, it doesn't undermine the zero. You still need a base in government. However, the other option is because two other options. There are being a David. You don't think our workers are hidden up designer made best. I just popped into my head. But you can find it. Sure, we have in the shelf in the base matter. He said, because the real power of a takana derabanan is only Kabbalah Ta'am. The Rambam would not agree with that. The Rambam says, well, Butler, please, or like the Rav, because it becomes the second type of Masorah. Right, the Rambam is the second type of Masorah, Allah, what we see. Deep like that, Shah, half the time we use the word halachah b'sinai, it's not dafka, it doesn't actually mean b'sinai. Like the use about things that are clearly, I promise, made a thousand years after b'sinai, and the Rishon where he says lav dafka, says no, halachah the other kind of authority. Right, the kind of Torah that doesn't have a logical explanation, just what people do, becomes the second type of the Torah, and if the second type of Torah can't be revoked so easily, if you were to say that, then I would say that maybe, even so, it's still a maybe, because the Mishnah, I think, is a, I'm not sure, I would say, no, once became the second type of Torah, once, it stays that way forever. Once people were calling themselves once, it stays that way forever. But at least I can understand, you know, at least I can understand where the Kesemish is coming from. Ah, maybe if people don't do it, most people don't do it. You can't say it's a living story. Maybe most people can't do it. You can't say it. These were Kabbalah themselves. Their grandfathers were, but they weren't. So maybe this has to do with why. Well, I'm sure, right? The Mishnah, I'm sorry. It's only the Pasha before you call you need better stuff. Wasn't Pasha, you don't need better stuff. Yeah, we had 4 people on the board, but take them, they. Which are Shita? It's not. If it's not Pashat, you don't need Bezin Gadol. Why does Pashat mean you need Bezin Gadol? When the Rambam is going to be going also with the Valet Nakata, then clearly it only depends on Shaito. For being David, and he quotes this, it's because it's really the power is really the people's. The rabbis are only suggesting. Very democratic. And for the Rav, because it becomes a living Mesorah. According to that, you could say that even if originally it was Miss Pashe, but if it didn't last, then it walked it dead. Okay, but even after he had mission big fish, I think I'm not inclined to accept his shot. Because that was the Kamrashi, as he pointed out, that was the Rambam's life. Yeah. Okay, Biker, I want to go back to protocol. Chaim, you'll help me with the board. And let's go back to our Gemara then. There's no other questions on legislation. That's the Gemara. Let's review the Gemara. Biker. He hit in his school, he'll approve the Dory, he's talking about Bill Mulladori, Alma Nami talking. Okay, and here we mentioned very too briefly the finish of the Ran. Right, the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva discuss what it means, Ladori Alma. The Ritva actually had, let me continue a little. Lemaine after me, a little too late. That's what we got slot. He amar the dory the talking about me lately. Amar the dory alma nami talking on baby not for bottom. It's not there on the cake on the minimum cost about uva minyan by. So that's enough. Kamina is the bitule. Do we say it was for his generation and then you can rebuttal it, or do we say that it is all generations and you need a best in God? First, it's always option of God, but you need a bit. Then you need a best in God only menu. Here, the Rishonim asked a question. The question was stock. And just what does it mean, the Dori talking? Here we're just being shot, no lows. Is one, the Dori talking. And the Nafkamina is that a Bezdin Katan? You don't need God like that, right? Is that a Bezdin Katan? Yachol, the Vatel, for example, Shmuel could have been a Vatel. If he had gotten his friend, his colleague, to agree with him, as opposed to Dori Alma, he did a Bezin Gadol, and went small, couldn't be a Vatel, unless he was much greater, which he wasn't. That's a few lines later in the Gemara. What does it mean, the Dori talking? If you take it literally, literally only for his door, then what's the problem that Rishon asked? If he literally only made it for one generation, then it should cancel. You don't even need a bed and cutting bottle. It doesn't exist in the first place, right? Which is why the Ramban and the Ritva, his second, the Ritva said something that I don't understand. I looked at the Fudders, didn't understand. Well, my first, where's the Ritva? When the Ritva says, what does it mean about Linan? Says the, did I not put the Ritva here? Yeah. Okay. Did he make it here? There's a code, that's right. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay, there is. I don't know. I'm just asking. Maybe someone else understood. I didn't. And I looked in the footnotes, fellow, and he also didn't. But that doesn't mean that you didn't. Says the Ritva, I have no idea what he means by dimifarsamin day. I just don't know. Dimifarsamin day. Lina means farsamin. I don't know what farsamin. He publicized? Not sure exactly. Inami after the far race, okay, but eagle with the farsamim day? I just don't know what he means by farsam day, so I don't know what to do. What does the Ran and who hold like the literal chapter about it? The Ran and the Ritva in his second daya say Lav Davka Lindoro Ella Ad It means he didn't make it a permanent icon. He said this is going to be in effect until people get better and are willing to loan money, right? Won't fall into the trap. And Mishama Lacham, then you have the run of Lial, are willing to lend money even though they use it. Achi Kashu Hadoras. Okay, and then you need a Bezin Katan, Timi Vatel, because how do you know when the Doras are in Kashu, right? So, why? Do you need anyone to be mevatel it? Answers the run, and the I think the ritual also. Or tivatlu im yerala and be mevatel, right? Because the takana remains valid until Bezdin decides that Oxford Dorian, right? As we say, that the door is better now and they don't need a principal because they're willing to lend money even if they're going to lose it. The Ramban has a little trouble.
So then they have to then cancel in some
yes, but if Bezdin caught them, can cancel because that really canceling. So it'll originally better than right? Temporary.
And no bake, if it goes to a bake, then no bake will accept that program.
He's saying they just like, correct, meaning they'll just cancel the idea of principal. Right, okay, I'm not sure what you're asking. Give me another second. What does the Ramban have to say? The Ramban says, in the beginning of this sugya, that no, he literally prepares the door, so why do you even need a bed and coffin to cancel it? After all, it's automatically canceled. He said, no. Why do you need a bed and coffin? Because in every door, Bezdin can decide to make prosbol. In every door, Bezdin can decide to. Hillel takana only lasts in one generation, but Bezdin can decide to renew the takana in every door. Let's say better. I'll write this simply. Because Bezdin can renew the takana in each door. Until a Bezdin decides, this is not his lotion, but he's saying to stop renewing it. That's basically what he's saying. So the Dorian Tuckin is only for one door, and then every Bezdin decides to renew it until a Bezdin cut them, even a cut them come along, so they're not revoking. They're deciding to stop renewing it. Right? Where did the Ramban say that? If you look in the lotion of the Ramban right here, says the Ramban, he says, what? Shot of a bottle, after all, isn't it bottle automatically after one door? It is bottle after one door. But Bezdin can redo it themselves, just like Hillel did it on his own. They can do it on their own. And what's the lotion of the set? Timhani ba'ilu dari takan lamali betol v'nira ha'vimat linan dilo licht of lay afilu beidina rabba da'ala minaf shev lo takan asil of koin alona. The bittel just means that they even a Bezdin who's strong enough to do it on their own without Hillel will stop doing it. Meaning, you don't have to be bottle healthy. You just have to decide that you're not going to Xerox and renew Hillel's takana. And every generation of Bezdin that's strong enough can make a photocopy of Hillel's takana and do it themselves. And bittel just means to stop renewing. So here, bittel doesn't mean revoking. That's the whole point. Either for one generation, bittel means to stop renewing, or it was. For until It's time until you see the circumstances change, and then Beis Din just certify the circumstances changed. But it's not a real bittul. That's why you don't need Dozman and Fakhman Minyan. Who's the better? Who seems to make more logical sense at first? Maybe the Ram, why would you make it only for his door? But really, the Ramban is Shabbat and the Gemara. If you turn to the Gemara, the Gemara says, you can only read a prozal in the basin of Sura or Naharda. Only Sura and Naharda. Those were Sura and Naharda were the two big yeshivas, right? Those were the source of all of Torah. One was Rav Yeshiva, one was Shmuel. The Isaka Daita, you need the Gedolei Ador. The Isaka Daita of Adori Almanami talking. Bishar Bidino Nami with the boo. If Hillel's Tachan was forever, then any Beis Din could do it. So why would you need only the Beis Din of Gadol? Why can't any Beis Din do it? So what's the assumption? If there's another Nafkamina.
Here's Nafkamina, the official Nafkamina. Here's apparently an, you know, another Nafkamina. Doesn't say the Nafkamina. This is the official Nafkamina, right? The official Nafkamina says, what's the Nafkamina? This is the Nafkamina. This is the Nafkamina that comes out of the Shaka Vataria. They say that if it's Lidari talking, then you need Beis Din Shel Sura Ol Neharda. But if it's Lidari Alma, you don't need Beis Din of Sura or Neharda. But then how does Dari Alma explain Shmuel? The answer is the Dokak, they defend Dari Alma. They say, Dilmik, he can hello Dari Alma, go make the day. Maybe even if Hillel made a takana forever, he made it nine. The takana has to be a Beis Din like his. Or, like Surah Narda, but we're talking now in the different generations, they said, for Ami Rav Ati, the Ali Melav Prima Monu, were strong enough to confiscate money of Lekuli Amalo, but the rest of the world, meaning regular Bati, didn't know. What do we see here? What's special about the Beis Din of Hillel, Surah Narda, and Rav Ami Rav Ati, right? The Ali Melav Kuwe, Mamona. You need a Beis Din that's strong enough to do Hefker Beis Din Hefker, basically, to take away money. Why do you need a Beis Din that's strong enough to take away money? Why do you need a Beis Din strong enough to take away money? So, the simple shot is, this exactly makes sense for the Ramban. If it's literally only for his door, then it's Nicha. Think. There's no Takana after Hillel. The Beis Din needs, right, independent power to lehakia mamon, right? Basically, Shaka Vatari is mukhrach like the Ramban. Says the Ramban, that he means literally a Dari talk, and it's literally only for his generation. If for his generation, why do we still do it nowadays? We only do it in a Beis Din of Rav Amma and Rav Asti and Sura and Naharda who are powerful enough to confiscate money. Why do we need a Beis Din powerful enough to confiscate money? Because the whole takana doesn't apply anymore. So they have to make their own takana. For them to make their own takana, they're confiscating money. And these are the Beis Din with power to have to after, not just three guys on the street. So Ron, actually, this line doesn't work so well for, because if Hillel made a takana that would last until the generations got bigger tzaddikim, until people became big tzaddikim, then wanting a Beis Din lakuya mamona. After all, any business should be able to do it. Your Hillel was mafkia the money, right? This line is kasha. Let's see, Haran. Shahare Hillel var hipkia mamon. And don't think, oh, it's just a t'nai that Hillel made that you need a big Beis Din in the takana. Because they only say that for Manda Amar L'Dari Alma Tzadikim. They don't say this for this Manda Amar. Which is why Rami doesn't fully explain it. What did the Ram say at the end? The Ram has a Das Yachid, the Shitaka. He says, we actually could paskin L'Dari Tzadikim. He only made a takana for his door. Nowadays we write even in the small Beis Din. He said, yeah, even though he only made it for his door, since it continues until people become bigger tzaddikim,
Therefore, it's valid nowadays without a Beis Din Gadol. Basically, and therefore, the Ran pasach the loka ella afilu tema lizari takin. This is the sheet of Yochanan of the Ran. Lo ba'inan Beis Din. Lo ba'inan Beis Din. He basically popped him against this line in the Gemara. Said the Ram, that's why the Ram's really dull. She thought that he's going to have to be against the line in the Gemara, and he is against the line in the Gemara. He says, that's on Yud Chesam Beis, let's see if I can find it in the Oz Vahadar. Says the Ram, hold on, someplace around here. He said, he definitely said it someplace. Here we are. No. Here we are. 1 second. I hope I have it here. Yeah. When they say, if the Dori talking, how can, etc., he says, okay. He said it. Here are Lufi Masha Kasati Bayon. Okay. Shekhar Pirashta, Pilu Mila Dori Pakin, Labzurg of Kud Kamer, Elach, Yashiv Bethel Vatokinoso, Dmida Rinon, etc. Even if the Dori talking, does it really mean Achi is Kashu Bnei Adam? Therefore, we reject this line in the Gemara. Basically, what do we say? Let's put this a little better. What do we do with this line in the Gemara? The Gemara said that if the Dari talking, then you need a Beis Din sheyesh lahem koach lefkia momo in order to write a prosbol. Okay, you could populate light that line to go across there on bond, which is a pot of shot. You only need for a generation. And another generation, they need to make their own tachanas. They need to cut off the alone. And you never get to be involved. You just need to decide to stop renewing it. But the Ramban has a bit of a dive around him, a bit of a dossier. He says, no, the dirty fucking means, why the hell make it cut off one generation? It means until someone tells me things change. Therefore, you need a bit of to need someone to decide that things change. Because it automatically is powerful and they'll come to decide things change. But why do you need then that has caught like a mammon? The Ram says, you know, we don't hop like this one in the Gemara. Really, even if the Dari tuck in, you can use any three people. You don't need a Beis Din Shish on Kok Lakia Mammon because it's Hillel who is Lakia the Mammon, not the Beis Din. What the Ram doesn't pull up legs under the line of the Gemara. The Ram has to say that line of the Gemara is only the Hapamina. Right? The Hapamina that we pass them like Shmuel was this way. But he would say this line is only a Hapamina. Right? So basically, this line would be Ika, or this line would be only the Hapamina. That's obviously what the Ramban has in mind. So that's a Nafkamina between the Ran and the Ramban, between Shad of Ladari, first an expanse of Ladari, number one. What does it mean if Beis Din Kafin can be embattled? They just not renew it, or they decide that the time has come that it no longer applies. And also, does that mean you need a bed there? Jason Kot, like the Amamo, does that mean you need Surin Arda? But our bottom, of course it does. What did Banda Amar Avar mean you need Surin Arda? Because every generation needs to make their own takanah of Kiyamama. Hillel was just making a suggestion for what you should copy. According to the Ran, against the line of the Gemara, which he said is only the Havina, he said, no, you don't need a Bezdin who can be a Kiyamama. Hillel was about Kiyamama forever. All you need is that no one has decided that circumstances changed. And even a small, and you can write a prosbul. We're not talking about your takanah, but you're writing a prosbul. You can write a prosbul in any Bezdin. Okay, that's the two ways of reading the Gemara. Now let's get to the substance of the matter. The Gemara says, what the nafkamina? The nafkamina is what Shmuel says. Shmuel says, right? How do we explain? Shmuel, we need a bezdin that we have to be a mother. Maybe because there's only a door to tuck in, like the Ramban, or maybe that's just not the Tanai Hillel. You're right, Hillel made the kind of forever. He was about to be the mamon. But the Tanai is that you need a bezdin, a very powerful bezdin like himself. Let's continue the marks. We can't understand it until we continue. The first one of Shmuel, a principle over the Zayin. This principle is an omna. Spoiler alert. Let's say it means an insult, right? It's an insult to the Dayan. Right? This principle is insulting to the Dayan, meaning it's a terrible thing that we're changing the rules of the Torah. Yeah, Yashar, hey, I yell about the name. If I were powerful enough, I'd be a bad word. Hold on, if Hillel was attacking forever, how could Shmuel be possible? He's not Gadol from Hillel. The answer is right. If Hillel's takana was temporary, Shmuel just means if I could convince the other rabbis, my Yasher Kalim might be convinced by friends, I'd be possible. But if Hillel's takana was forever, even if he could convince his friend, after you're possible, he's not Gadol. The answer is Hillel and Yasher Kalim goes to me, Hillel about Lene. No, it means if I was bigger than Hillel, I'd be possible, but I'm not. And even if anyone else thinks. Then Rav Nachman disagrees with Shmuel, Rav Nachman or Kamina. Rav Nachman is the opposite of Shmuel. Hold my hair. Not just if I was powerful enough, I wouldn't be a bachelor. If I was powerful enough, I would be Micaiah it. I would establish it. What we establish in my hair? Kamina, but how the kind of car? It's already established. Why can't you establish it? No, Hakam, this way, he'd make it bigger. Aim of the Milsa, the Africa will cost him, he cost him dummy. I would make it that even though you didn't write it, it's as if you did write it. What are the two shots in it to what he means by Avigal the Lokoto Kikoto dummy? Right, Rav Nachman. What are the two shots in Rav Nachman, Avigal the Lokoto Kikoto dummy?
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything, right? What is Rav Nachman? Who said that? Who said that? What did Rashi say here? Osha bezdin va'atkin distan malvin mihu ki moshin shostein lebezdin. Any stam halva, anyone who lends money is as if they already moshin shostein lebezdin. Anyone who lends money already is as if they have a principal. The avgav will cost them even though they didn't write an account. Meaning you have to do nothing. That's what Rashi said. The Rashi eino tzarech la'asos klok. However, how else could you interpret Rav Nachman? Not that you don't need a principle, it's automatic. What else could you say if you were very literal? Exactly. Even though you didn't write it, it's as if you wrote it. But you still have to do something. And that is what the Rush says. Right? Says the Rush in the back here. When he brings down Rav Nachman. He says, give me a second. Rav Nachman or Kaimina or Kaimi Kai Hakna or Ingra Mills, the Afghan will cost of Yishakal, the Domic Pomer, Afish Lakata Prozal, or Washna Kata Prozal, Omer Balpeh, they are there. Even if you just go to court and say Balpeh, Mo Kilu Kosta, that's good as if you wrote it. Says the Rush. We'll come back to tomorrow later. Oh, that. Sagi Lomar Navarov Balpev invested in. According to the Rush, they're not going to say he would have made a very small kula. You can just say the best instead of writing it. And then he brings a riot later on. The Rabban Verhash, he's a fed. They call it Rabban. Says Rashi, no, not going to mean he would have bought the whole thing, so you don't need a puzzle at all. Like everyone has an automatic puzzle without doing anything. That's a much bigger fish. Now, either way, the pshat is that we don't necessarily, this is what he would have done, right? Okay, if he has to feel it, Carol, of course, what does he have to feel of a mini? He has to feel of a mini. Pashta is that what he said he didn't necessarily do, just what he would have done. However, interestingly, remember we pointed out that in the days of the Rishonim, no one wrote Prusbel, right? No one kept all of the Prusbel. They just collected their loans,
correct,
in Sparad at least. And they just collected their loans. There were many different theories we thought, right? The Rambam says it doesn't apply to Manasseh, there's no Yovel, not even Drabana. And the Rebbe only said, since it was Drabana, they only made an Eretz Yisrael. And the Rush says, maybe it says, if we all make a Knai on the national distinguished ship, in the Akronim, they come up with many more stuff. But I happen to notice that in the Gaonim, the Tzmim Deim is mostly shut to the Raivet. It's a collection of Shut of Rishonah. It's mostly shut to the Raivet, but then towards the end, it's just a collection of all random early Shut. He has a Shut of Rav Nachanoigon. Says Rav Nachanoigon, the Hilchai goes to all the mitzvahs for earth, how they apply to this, we only need the end. Hashmat of Tzach Mizanazel, what does Rav Nachanoigon say? The Shviyat, Ein Onoig Bechotbar, Tzlova Art. Doesn't apply anywhere. You don't have to keep Shviyat of Tzach nowadays. Why? He doesn't say for Amr of Nachman I would. He just says for Amrinan. And the Gemara passed it. I've got no kafta, kafta dummy. He understands for Nachman like Rashi. And the Kiddush is, not like Rocky says, I would have Ushan Bez in Ba'atkin. I, in the future, I would have if I could have, but I didn't. He understands that Rav Nachman means I would as I did. We possibly from Nachman, we possibly from Nachman, doesn't mean, according to Rashi, it doesn't matter if you possibly like small or possibly from Nachman. Neither of them said any psach, they just said what they would like, right? If it was up, if we have a close, I say, if it was up to me, everyone would stop talking in shul. And you say, if it was up to me, everyone would say brachas to come on every time they ate. We don't have to pass getting right, because we're just imagining this, right? But he understands that no. Interestingly, who quoted Rav Nachman and Shmuel? The Rit. The Rit only brings halachos. Why did the Rit quote Rav Nachman and Shmuel? You never know. Who knows? You know, maybe he's influenced by Rav Nachman. No, I don't. I'm not going to say he's going to be that radical. But it's interesting. We're quoted more of not what we shouldn't have. They're not halacha. They're just some thinking out loud. Okay. And it's the ripple like Rav Nachman Noah Gon. It would be a big finish. But and we'll come back to maybe another time. But Rav Nachman Noah Gon said that's the justification for why we don't keep the principle nowadays. Why do we not keep any halacha of the principles we discuss nowadays? We all agree with that. They made a later takana that Afgav Lakasim, which cut the dummy like Rashi. So now you're going to go a little further. And he said, right, the pshat and Rashi sounds like this is theoretical. But Rav Nutranoigon, I admit it's about the Yachid, says no. It is practical. You actually don't need a principle anymore nowadays. And not like the Russian is more tame version, like Rashi, which I admit most people agree with. Like Rashi is more radical version. That you don't need a principle. Nowadays, you don't need a principle. We don't have to keep you the stuff. Everyone has an automatic principle. Big finish of Rav Nachman going. You know, in Minastam, again, I don't. All I have is this little snippet where he gives like 5-line summary of all mitzvahs, police are not a debt. But we can all speculate with confidence that Mehechi Peser and Mr. Noigon gave this plot of the Gemara. After all, he's reading the Gemara, they keep talking about principle. Even people who live after of Nachman. Some Mehechi Peser that he thinks, from the days of Nachman and on, there's no need for a puzzle anymore. Minastam, he's facing the same challenge that they're showing. That where he lived in Bubble, from Mr. Noigon lived in Bubble, where he lived in Bubble, no one kept principle. And he was pretty close to Eretz Yisrael. It's a little fun, some of the other stories already did. At least where he lived, no one kept football. No one kept to stop him. And he wondered why. So he found something in the room, not meant to be so much fun. Okay, that's from the Tanai Gaon. Let us just go back for a moment to the Gemara. What is the halacha l'maisa? What kind of bezdin do you need in order to write a protocol? Let's take this down to halacha l'maisa. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says you need bezdin of sewer or narda. Obviously, it doesn't mean it has to be in the city sewer narda. There's no Jews in sewer narda nowadays. It means on the level of sewer narda. It's an art that, like Kibbutz, even though he wasn't sewer narda, like Rav Amin or Rav Asi. The level of Rav Amin or Rav Asi and Rav and Shmuel and Hillel Hazake. Okay, that's a, you don't need to be on the level of Kedusha. I mean, the level of, you know, of Bezdin. That's still a pretty high level. As a matter of fact, what did Rabbi Tamid first say? What did Rabbi Tamid first, all of the Makuras agree what Rabbi Tamid said at first, then almost all agree what he said afterwards. What are we in?
No. Can you object to the Madragas?
That what?
Objectively, you like the Madragas.
Yes, exactly. We're not in the Madragas nowadays. Nowadays, you can't write protocol. Nowadays, you can't write protocol. That's it. No protocol nowadays. According to that, basically, if you hold that you need to stop applying nowadays, and you hold you can't write protocol nowadays, then we mamash have to just give up our loans every 7 years. Okay? That seems to be Rabbi Tam held, and he quotes his Rabbi Hussein who he held that. It seems to be they're showing action as before Rabbi Tam held that. Meaning, while in Sparad and Provence, they were just collecting their loans and didn't even bother to write a protocol. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in early Ashkenaz, some people had the opposite radical approach. Mm-hmm. They didn't allow writing a protocol and force you to give up your loans. Well, we do in the middle, like, what does that like? Shot, which is write a protocol, and then you don't have to give up your loans. You don't have to be real loans. Apparently, in early Ashkenaz, there was a radical meaning the other way around. There was no way to write a principle. There's no way to stage your loan.
So, what do people, so then in a practical world,
then what about the problem of Hillel, you know, that people would violate the law?
So, they took him off and made sure that he collected the loan. The loan was closed by the time she made the
man. Yeah, or they took a mashbill.
We'll see. Or a mashbill with the other option.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, not my problem. Anyway, that's where Rabbeinu Tam held at first. Our quote from the Daf does not say that. It just says, he wrote a protocol and says, don't worry. Obviously, it means there were people who were saying, you can't write a protocol, right? Rabbeinu Tam calls a protocol, meaning obviously other people said you can't. And that's clear in the Tosafos Rosh here. And they say for Yashar, goes to Rabbeinu, the Tosafos Rosh. And the Rosh here quote what he thought at first. At first, he thought, what the Psak Halakha? And Shmuel. Who holds like Shmuel? Well, Rabbeinu Tam, right? Who else holds like Shmuel? I mean, we only put the people on the sheet, right? The Rama holds like Shmuel. Sefer Trumos holds like Shmuel. And many Rishonim hold like Shmuel, right? Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, and others. What does that mean? So apparently, Rabbeinu Tam. Rebbeim, what is it in the Sefer Yashar? I thought it said something in the Sefer Yashar. Matzino Tshuvas Rabbi Hussein, who should be saying, Kosman after Prozbo and Shuvas Shmuel. And Rabbeinu Tam himself thought that. What does Shmuel mean? So number one is Rabbosav Shel Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say Bitsirusa, right? Okay. Ain Kosman Bismah Hazem. Because we don't have anyone on the level of Rav Ami, Rav Asi, and Sura and Arda. Now, you have to figure out how to be modern. Now, what exactly is that level that we don't have, that they had, that we don't have? I admit is a little unclear. Does he think you need real smicha? They have real smicha we don't have? Things a level of godless the Torah? Or does he just think that they have power left here moment? And we don't have power left here moment. Meaning they could confiscate people's money. Shouldn't have come as well, right? Like those business could just take on his money whenever they want. And business nowadays, power to confiscate money. That's what he thought. You know, for whatever reason. He doesn't explain why. Is it like you need to be on a certain level of Torah learning? Is it you need a certain level of smicha? Is it you need a certain level of government approval? Not sure. Well, Torah shouldn't have been on government approval. And then he changed his mind. What did he change his mind and say? According to our Tosfot and the Tosfot Rosh and the Rosh, the way most people report, right? Rabbi Tam, what did he change his mind and say? What level do you need? What? Chassid, the God of Adar. The chacha bets in the door. Why is that? What's around you? You keep a level of Rabbami Yerubat. Right? You need, what's the first shot? First shot is you need mamish. Get Rabbami Rav Asi Bahuli. No, you don't need, doesn't mean give right. It just means the equivalent. What were they? They were the Gedolei HaDor. So the business of the door has the car. Let's be a model. If they'll lose in charge of the good people, right? If Chaim Yehuda and me get together and decide to make a bet, we're even fancy. We call ourselves, you know, the dots of the Pani. It doesn't matter. We still give you a PMO, right? What do you really think that we can go over to Yehuda and say we're confiscating your money because we're a bet? That's ridiculous. I'm not talking about these seconds of the law. It just doesn't make common sense. But the bet in the Gadol HaDor, they're the leaders of the Jewish people, right? They're the leaders of the Jewish people. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Bezdin HaGadol Shebedor. Okay, then I have to ask, like, it doesn't have to be one, right? Who are our God? There could be two Bezdin who are Gadol HaDor. Okay, but that'd be, could you have one in Ashkenaz, one in Sfarad, maybe? But Rabbeinu Tam, he himself were the provost, because he was the Gadol HaDor. Everyone knows Rabbeinu Tam is the Gadol HaDor. There are historical records that one year, you know, they like to make pogroms around the holidays, Easter and Christmas, because, you know, that was a good excuse for a pogrom. One year, the Goyim almost killed Rabbeinu Tam. They decided that since the Jews killed their lord, the Jews killed their king, right? They killed the Jews' king. And what did the king do? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam barely escaped his life. They decided that the proper Midah Kenegan Midah for killing Yasha is to kill Rabbeinu Tam because he's their leader. Okay, you see how busted Rabbeinu Tam was. Again, not all kinds of Kashkivas are positive. Sometimes it's better to be under the radar screen. But it's a bigger Tam. Rabbeinu Tam wrote, and he was the Gadol HaDor.
Do either of these positions for Rabbeinu Tam affect if it's the Dori Alma, or any of these pushed aside?
Just interpret Shmuel. Because again, Shmuel could work either way. Right? Shmuel could work and the Dori talk in because you need power to do it every generation, or even Sari Alma. So that's the way Hillel made it talk on. Are there other opinions? Well, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, you need, what is it saying, help Hashmita? Benesin, Gedolim, Biyoter, Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Right? Has left been something along those lines, is it not? Says the Rambam, and Kotum Prozal Chum, Gedolim, Biyoter, Grezino, Shal, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Shem, Ruin, Lav, Kiyam, Mamam, Bnei Adam. Basically, he doesn't say anything. He just quotes the Gemara. What does he mean by Bezdin Gedolim Biyoser Kir Rabbi Ami the Rabbi Asi? So says the Ketef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam. The Radvaz disagrees with the Rambam. The Radvaz says etc. But they turn no, do not like that. He didn't say they're not like that. That's clearly what I say. Says the Ketef Mishnah. When we call Malcolm Bezdin Rabbi Ami is Lavdav Gelahud. All Bezdin Chashiv Shebador and Chashiv Shebador doesn't mean Bezdin Chashiv in your generation. The Bezdin that's Chashiv in the generation, right? So this is also the Rambam would be the Keset Mishnah, which makes sense. So if you thought you had to be mamet like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and it didn't apply to Zman Hazeh, you should have said so. It didn't apply to Zman Hazeh, you should have said so. Right? He's writing a halakha one. So much that it does apply to Zman Hazeh. Zman Hazeh is on that level. Okay, they were the Gedolei HaDor, the Gedolei HaDor. Okay, who are the Gedolei HaDor nowadays? I'm not sure exactly who counts as the Bezdin of Rav Ami or Rav Asi nowadays. You know, everyone knows, right? If you're in the Idah Haredis, you know it's the Bezdin of the Idah Haredis. If you're in the Litvishvelt, you know it's the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah of the Degel HaTorah, if you're, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm not sure if anyone really knows who are the Gedolei HaDor nowadays, who are the Kuhn, the Rav Ami, the Rav Asi, the Bezin, the Kachet, the Dor. I don't know, who's the Bezin, the Kachet, our Dor? Sorry, Ian. Are there any other shitas out there? What does the Mechaber say? Mechaber's in brackets, but let's see. We have a copy of the Mechaber here. Says the Mechaber. Ein yechel vezin choshev dahaynu shlosha b'kiyem b'din v'inyan prizbol v'yodim inyan shmita v'him from Rav Malei hem ba'osai ir. Three rabbis who are bucky in dinei shmita and prizbol. Okay, that's not so hard. Now they spark a seven. If aligning, we could find 1,000 rabbis who are bucky in shmita and prizbol. There's a lot of funny stuff nowadays. But him from Malei hem ba'osai ir. They were given authority by the townspeople. Meaning they're appointed bezdin of the air, and the whole city goes to them. Right? Here it's now he's not going to go to the door, but he needs authority. He needs local authority. Right? I mean, if they have local authority, that's good enough. Oh, what if the guy was money from a different city? Apparently, you don't worry about that. Right? After all, there's local authority. You don't need global authority, which also makes sense. Who could be a Kia Mamon for him? Only go to the door to be a Kia Mamon. And what if you have issues in your shtetl? That's the best. No, Kia Mamon. Ah, oh, they're not Gedolei HaDor. There's local leadership also. Where did the where's the Mechaber get that from? He gets that from. He says, and he tells us, Sefer Truma. Remember, Sefer Truma, the Imam, that's very big. Our small authority, Talmud of the Ramban. That Sefer Truma understood that it was any local appointed bezin. I must admit, I'm not even sure, right? I put the Mechaber on the course sheet. And that's what he said. Rabbinic leadership. And that's the top of the Mechaber. That's how Spargan Paskin ad hayom hazeh. The truth is, the Ramban also said that on the part of the Rambam, but he doesn't think it's what the Rambam meant. It would be nice if you say, oh, that's really what the Rambam meant, but he doesn't. He just says, that's our minhag. But some kulam, when we rely on this, we don't have Rami Rafi, but we're Mako anyway. Okay. So here is the Sefer Trumo. Likewise, the Rajban says it. And the Mechaber says it's initial Arach. He says, nope, you need Bekiyim, the Himkum, Alehem, and Shei Ha'ir. I must admit, I'm a little misuppet. Nowadays, if we even have, you know, how exactly what this means, who is like in charge of that city? Yes, but I in Hartley, who's in charge of that city? You know, because no one has to go to any bezin now. To the best of my knowledge, I mean, I'll be halacha. There's no bezin that can force anyone in any locale to be summoned before that. Right? Let's say I live in a Lushlat. I don't think there's a bezin in a lone spot that forced me to judge in front of them and take away my money. Like if someone wants to sue me, that's someone halakhly wants to sue me, right? Without doing a favor. They send me hazmana, summon to the bezin in a lone spot. I can answer back. I don't want to go to the bezin in a lone spot. I want blah blah. And I want a different bezin, right? Bezin that I've got all of also. You know, it creates a lot of spanko because what does it mean, him only on say ear, they can be up to a moment? Practically no bezin can be up to a moment. I don't mean no bezin can be a fiyah mamon to the secular authorities. I mean no bezin can be a fiyah mamon because no posek will tell you that you have to go to this bezin if you live in the city, because the city didn't really give them that authority. Unless there's some yishuv that I'm not familiar with, I have no idea. Maybe there's some yishuv someplace where it's very homogeneous and they have one bezin and everyone has to go to that bezin or else the neighbors ostracize them and kick them out of town and they have to buy one. But I don't think that's true. You live in Harnov. Does a bezin in Harnov have any power over you? Someone sues you, you can't say, I want to go to a bezin and buy Began? Does the bezin a gadol, besides the fact that some people write the bezin a gadol of the Rabbanut HaRashit, where it's written in the laws of the state that they hire and appoint the dayanim of the bezin a gadol of the Rabbanut HaRashit, I'll deny that they can't judge the imamnas. They can only judge them in that.
Do as came child anyway before the Paskin.
I'm a little misunderstood what they would say now, what the Mechaber would say nowadays. Would he say, you know what? Nowadays you're all messed up, but theoretically on some level of Bezdin that's to call the basin of a city has power to be a Piyamamo, even though we don't really follow it nowadays. Or what do you say? They don't power to Piyamamo. Again, I don't even consider the government. They don't power to Piyamamo because Al-Pidim, they don't power to Piyamamo, right? Think about it. When Hasidim fight with Hasidim, right, who are very from, right, when the Zalis fight with the Aronis, when Bubba 40, someone help me out here.
Gur, they are fighting.
I don't want to mention things like that. In Bava 48, whatever, in Barovac, the two Bavas fought with each other. They were just named by what number in the street their Rismetish was. I'm not talking about bad people. You know, each other. They're not evil people. They're not fighting with each other. They're talking to the right? Over who owned which building, right? Oh, they're allowed to, right? I don't criticize them, right? I'm talking about gambling things. Two brothers and not report each other over who owned the building. Who tired the head? Who passed it in the end?
The Goyish Court.
The Goyish Court. Why did the Goyish Court pass it in the end?
You're impartial.
Because, not because the Goyish Court passed it in the end because there was no Jewish court that had authority to pass it. Because everyone said, I'm going to my bed, and they said, I'm going to my bed, and there was no bed bin that could say, you're coming to us because we're the bed bin of the town. Right? We don't have that nowadays. It's a bad thing, but it's a fact. So I wonder if what Machaber would say, well, we should have it, so it's good enough, or we don't. It might depend whether it's Dori Alam or Ladori. I could maybe. Maybe say if it's Mamet Ladori talking, you need a bezin that can take away people's money. We have no bezin that can take away people's money nowadays. If it's really just Ladori Alma talking and it's a Tanai that you need a bezin powerful enough, then maybe a bezin that you should have a bezin in your city powerful enough in any moment, and this should be them, except for the fact that we're all disorganized. Maybe that would make the Tanai. I'm not sure. Anyway, it seems to be we're in a little trouble nowadays. The Sfardim just try their best with the bezin of Rav Avad Yosef or Rav Yitzchak Yosef, or whoever the biggest Sfardi Chachamim are, you know, depending. There are also Eide Haredes Sfardi. There's an Eide Haredes Sfardi, just very small. So they have their own thing, and then there's all the other Sfardim who have, you know, Rav Yitzchak Yosef and his Chagirim. And it's, that's good enough, even though it's not very clear that they can give up Piyamama. Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosef says something funny, but I feel a little guilty for giving the Sefer Yashar because, like half the Sefer Yashars, it's B'vchina Sefer Itner. It's incomprehensible to the Gersa of all messed up, right? It's not that Rabbeinu Tam decided to write Gobbledygook just out of spite. In fact, he wrote the Sefer, he wrote whatever he wrote. And then over the generations, it didn't get preserved very well. So I really apologize because at home I have the Sefer Yashar footnote, and every other footnote says, not clear what this means. Maybe it should say something else. So I'm not clear what he means. He clearly said, Shubat Rabbeinu, that's a good one, right? Not just a Havamina. Mamish, when he grew up and he learned by Rabbeinu, they said, you can't make a prut. Well, that's very clear. Then it becomes less clear. He says, something Gdolei Osto Hador. Then, narrowly, it's not clear what's not nearer to him. So he mentioned Gdolei Hador, but everyone else told him Rabbeinu Tam. Then at the end, he says, Vafila Eno Gadaldo Yachlit the prut. The Han Nafish Guri Ravishmol or Ami Rasil Omar Shmol to Ain Kodan Prodwell will be Dean and Surin Arda, Elalakukish Sneed Yotos or Shloshed Yotos. At the end of this Rabbeinu Tam, he seems to say something very radical. When he said you need Beidina de Surah from the Arda, he didn't mean you need Gdolei Hador, just you shouldn't be head Yotos. After all, three people can be a bezer for some things, right? You go to Shul Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you sit down for a Tarz Darm and say, both by Dayanim Mumchen. And you have to stop yourself from laughing because it's just shmoled from your shul. Okay, so that's good enough. And over here, that's not good enough. Over here, you can't have a Yotot. You need to have Bikiyim. It doesn't mean you need to have like old time smicha because he's talking about nowadays. You just need something to come in. So now I'm not trying to read this, but it seems to be that he starts out thing very clearly and doesn't apply with one of that Shita 1. In the middle, he mentions Gdolei Hador. And then at the end, he says, And if it's Matkana, it doesn't match with Matkana. Every other source supports Matkana otherwise. I don't know. Again, there's a lot lacking here, but Matkana, Sefer Hayashar, Shel Rabbi Yotam, is Mashma that you just need Bikiyem below Hediotos. In which case, it's pretty natural. And nowadays, that's pretty easy. Again, in some schools, they might have three Yotos there. As long as you have three rabbis, no Kentura, that's good enough.
What about Bukhe Shnei Hediotos?
Ah, because the Machlokas earlier in the Perek, and not one base, whether a Bezdin needs to be two or three for a crystal. So that's why it says two or three, depending if you hold a sheep, it's two or three. Machlokas, how we pop here. Although the minute is three. But it's Machlokas, we show them how we pop here in the market. That's all like Shmuel. Of course, what the other option? The other option to say is that all kind of like Shmuel. If we don't like Shmuel, then it's no problem whatsoever. Who says we don't know like Shmuel? Who says we don't pass like Shmuel? Someone's going to be sure, no? Who says we don't pass like Shmuel? How does the Rif say we don't pass like Shmuel?
Doesn't bring it.
He doesn't quote Shmuel. The Rif doesn't quote Shmuel. He leaves out Shmuel. Now, the Rif spoke to quote all the halachas in the Gemara. So it's a deal, but it's a deal. Right? The Rif, by leaving out Shmuel, obviously assume we don't pass like him. And who explicitly said we don't pass like Shmuel? The Rambam's two days. I don't know if he's my last one. Correct. The Ramban is very clear, right? Open parentheses. The Ramban, you're right, he quotes that last week, leaves with a rush. And later on, the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba and the Ritva on Zion and Bays, when it finished all the prosopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopop Plus, look at the Kurashi, but they're about in the wrath of the Ritva both. Lam Zion Bay. Why? Because they didn't go in front of them, so you get to that commission and say, now let me tell you all about my sin. They go back and say everything all about my sin, say we don't hold like Shmuel. Ah, what's the time of those things we hold like Shmuel? No one argued on him. Shmuel says, they no one argued. What do you reform? And the Amora says, they no one argued. So we talk to like him. Right? So what's the time of those things we don't talk to like Shmuel? After all, Shmuel said that no one argued, did anyone say you don't need a baby in a rabba? So what's the other time? Ah, someone did argue. Rav Nachman argued because Shmuel is l'shitase. Shmuel said the Ayatir Pele, I got Lina, I would like to be a vassalit. And that's l'shitase. Now, that's l'shitase that he said, I would like to be a vassalit. Shmuel wanted to minimize Prisal. He was against Prisal. He didn't think Prisal was so much cover. And therefore, l'shitase, he didn't like Prisal. He restricted it to only events that was hard to read. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? I think Prisal is wonderful. We should have more and more of it. So that's a big finish. It's not about the same thing. What about which bezin? What about whether you mean vakula? Who says l'shitase? They think they l'shitase. If you have that stuff, you want to be vakula. You have that stuff that only applies in rare limited circumstances. You have that stuff, you want to expand it. You have that stuff that applies in all circumstances. So, and that's based on what they all say. Shmuel l'shitase. That's the finish.
Since
we passed like Rav Nachman says that Kaimina, even though Rav Nachman never said anything about the other one, but since Shmuel is the Shitase, therefore we also make a Rav Nachman the Shitase.
That second one would be Rav Nachman.
Right. Shmuel is the Shitase. Rav Nachman, that's what I got. And what's the main truth they bring? Okay,
the Rabbanon.
Running in time. Later on, the Rabbanon of the Yeshiva of Rav Ashi just gave fifth principle to each other. They were only the Talmidim. They weren't the Bezdin. That was their main truth. Their truth is Rabbanon to Rav Ashi, and there are two ways out of it. Rabbanon to Rav Ashi, and what would the Rambam and Rav Tam defend themselves? There's two ways to defend themselves. And then one more thing, and then we'll have to stop before you get to Gaza. What would they answer? Answer says the Ran, they weren't Talmidim. They were the Chavrei Beis Din. They were
What do you mean? By the way, Mary Corpus also says that the side of the Rambam, but he's only printed in the the Rambam, you're still to yourself. You put your one of your Rashi, but you said you need to go away a dart after the game. So the Ram answers, for the Rambam, he said, they were the Leador. It wasn't the Talmudim of his Yeshiva. It was the members of his Bezdin. His Bezdin were the Leador, him and the, 23 members of his whatever it were. It's all members of the Bezdin, not the little Talmudim. And they were the Leador. Right? Obviously, it doesn't mean only Rabbi, the Rabbi and his Bezdin. Bezdin got on the door. And the Ketzef Mishnah gives a different answer. Says the Ketzef Mishnah, we'll have to get this in the Gemara. That was a special Kula. Why is it a special Kula? Because as Rashi said there, since Talmidei Chachamim know that Shemitah was banned in the Rabbanan, they don't need a full protocol. It's okay for them to have a half. And therefore, it's not a real protocol, but it's okay for them to have a half protocol because Talmidei Chachamim don't need a protocol.
Therefore, you only need two. And you don't
exactly.
Need
special Kula, the Talmidei Chachamim don't need a protocol. But that's not the normal halacha. Meaning, I couldn't have gone to the Talmidim Yeshiva of Ravashi. Only they could have done it. Because they're Talmidim Chum, they get a special kula. Okay, and he compares it to, but Matzias Talmidim Chum had some kulas and grits. Because since they know it's often with water, therefore they need to stay a mokal and do some things which might have been Xavier Rabbana. Here also, Shemitah Rabbana, since they know that a lot of it could be more Mako. Let me just end with one point. How do we popkin? How do we popkin? The Machaber popkin this way. So I all sparred and need to go to the bed and I got all. The Ramah, basically anyone can write a protocol. So what does the Spartan do? I think they line up in Harnof by Rabbi Yosef, and all day long, like the queen, a 4 mile line to see Rabbi Yosef do the protocol. I'm sure it's not it's a deep move, but no, what do? They base themselves on the Mordechai here. The Mordechai here, I'll just mention it. Very, very briefly, what does the Yerushalmi say? What does the Yerushalmi say? Afilo Nisunan Baromi, even if they're in Rome. What are the two ways of interpreting Yerushalmi? What does the Mordechai say? Afilo Hadayonim, even Dayonim are in Rome, like we most of them long distance. What did the Ran say? Afilu hasorot beromi, right? You need the right side to be most of the sorrow physically. You need your opponent. Hell made the cut of the purple. I don't need to be most of the star physically. Even the stars are Rome, I can write a purple. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina, it says the Mordechai, that Afshar Limstar Shelobit Nebedin. You can be Moser Shtarot up to Lob if they bend in. You can do it long distance. What does Spartan do? They sit wherever they are and they say, you too be my Aiden that I'm Moser my Kolosov to Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef and his Bezdin. And they Moser to the Bezdin Gadol Shem Dor, long distance. However, according to the Ran, then he would hold like Rabbi Yechiel of the Mordechai. And the Ran himself is pretty clear. And the Ran himself earlier is very clearly assumes this, that, nope, Sarah, Davga, Bifnei Bezdin, you have to do it in front of Bezdin. Allah Lamaisa, how do we paskin? The Machaber paskin like the Mordechai. And Sifcha Balef, there are more paskin like the Mordechai and Sifcha. The Tumim on the Shulchan Aruch passes against that and says, no, it needs to be Bifnei. I don't like this kind of the Mordechai, too much of a fish. Halakha l'maisa, what does Spartan do? Spartan are very popular. They need the best into the city, and you can do it in one distance. They all just do from far away the best in the city. Spartan principle says, you are my Aiden. We are Aiden. That fully says, Moser is Kovas from Yitzhak Yosef, and whoever sits with him, I forget who it is. What does Ashkenazim do? Ashkenazim has two options. You can rely on this grandma and just give it to your three friends. Some people are macro, three Tamina Chacham and Yotze, the Sefer Yotzer. Top another sheet and stay for Yashar. Or you can rely on this Ramah and be moster it to the bed that I've got though. Shiloh with Mehem. So there are two Minhagim among Ashkenazim what to do. Rabbi Yashiv was Manhig in the most of the Haredi belt nowadays. The same thing Rabbi Lichti was Manhig in Gush to
take a brick for a coat. Say, well, maybe the Tumim is right, then we should can't do it if they're not there. So let's give it to your three friends. But then maybe the Machaber is right, and Rabbeinu Tam is right, and the Rambam's right, that he would be a big benefit. So therefore, what you maximize your odd, and it really yashiv, and it's a chiddush. The Rosh HaWife said, it makes sense, but I'm a chassid, and therefore I want to write a puzzle like my grandfather did, not like you made Frisker Fusha. But most of the belt, they follow Rav Yashiv and the Rav Lichtenstein, that covers a lot of the belt right there. And they write it to, they say, if you're allowed to be Moshe from a distance, then you be my Eidim, you're my three Eidim, and I'm Moshe the best and I've got them. And if you're happy Moshe with Nehem, then you be my three Dayanim, and I'm Moshe in front of you. And that way they got two Shitas. And that's the minhag of most Ashkenazim and Banadek, the Machmir and Chav two Shitas. Okay, we got to number three. We got up to the Agata. So we'll pick up with the Agata. We'll pick up with the Agata, Mir Tashem, next week. I'll wish everyone a good Shabbos. And yeah. Bye. I have a minute.